This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Jay, he's listening in Elmore, Ohio. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you, Hank?
I'm good, thank you.
Question is on the Holy Trinity. From what I understand of the Holy Trinity, I understand it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. My question is, if you could explain that and expand on that, and if it is what I've told, they are all, God is all three of those. And my confusion is, when Jesus was on earth, was God still in heaven? Were they split at that point?
Well, the answer to that question presupposes that you have some kind of an apprehension of what the Bible says with respect to the Trinity. And there are three planks that are given, as it were, in order to construct the Trinitarian platform. The first plank is that there is only one God. So both the Jews and the Christians have always held to a fierce monotheistic belief that there is only one God. So we're not polytheistic, we're monotheistic. There's only one God. That's the first plank. The second plank is that according to the Bible, the Father is God, Jesus Christ is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. The third plank that you'll find to construct the Trinitarian platform biblically is that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally distinct, which is to say that the Father never becomes the Son and the Son never becomes the Holy Spirit. So what the Bible is telling us is that there's one God with respect to his nature, but within that one God, or within the Godhead, there are personal self-distinctions, such that the Father loves the Son, the Father sends the Son prays to the Father, the Son sends the Counselor, etc. So again, we say there's one what, one God by nature or essence, and three whos, three persons. Now that's something, as I've confessed many times in the Bible Answer Man broadcast, that I can't comprehend. I can only apprehend. Now, if the Bible is telling me to believe that there's one God and three gods, it'd be an obvious contradiction. But what the Bible is saying, there's one God by nature or essence, three in person, and that is not a contradiction, though it is beyond our ability to fully comprehend.
That clears things up for me a little bit.
Well, you got it. Thank you so much for your call.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.